Hey everybody, thanks for joining again today. I hope you're having a great day today. We left off last time with Paul and those with him on a ship that was kind of staying in Fair Haven for right then. And now they're ready to leave and head towards Phoenix, about a 30-mile journey. Paul advises them not to do it. It's too dangerous. It's not time yet. But the helmsman and the others decided, you know, that they knew better than him, and so we're going to go ahead and set out, and we'll be just fine. That's where we pick up today. So it's a rather long section that we're going to read, Acts 27, 13 through 38, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. So let's read this text. When the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close to Crete. But not long after, a tempestuous headwind arose called Euryclidon. So when the ship was caught and could not head into the wind, we let her drive. And running under the shelter of an island called Clauda, we secured the skiff with difficulty. When they had taken it on board, they used cables to undergird the ship, and fearing lest they should run aground on the Syrtis sands, they struck sail, and so were driven. Because we were exceedingly tempest-tossed the next day, they lightened the ship. On the third day, we threw the ship's tackle overboard with our own hands. Now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, no small tempest beat on us. All hope we would be saved was finally given up. But after long abstinence from food, Paul stood in the midst of them and said, "Men, you should have listened to me and have not sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you to take heart. There will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe that it will be just as it was told. However, we must run aground on a certain land, a certain island.' Now, when the 14th night had come, as we were driven up and down the Adriatic Sea, about midnight, the sailors sensed that they were drawing near some land. And they took soundings and found it to be 20 fathoms. When they had gone a little farther, they took soundings again and found it was 15 fathoms. Then, fearing lest we should run aground on the rocks, they dropped four anchors from the stern and prayed for day to come. As the sailors were seeking to escape from the ship, when they had let down the skiff into the sea, under pretense of putting out anchors from the prow, Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, 'Unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved.' Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the skiff and let it fall off. As day dawned, Paul implored them all to take food, saying, 'Today is the 14th day you have waited and continued without food and eaten nothing. Therefore I urge you to take nourishment, for this is for your survival, since not a hair will fall from the head of any of you.' When he had said these things, he took bread, gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then they were all encouraged and all took food themselves. And in all, we were 276 persons on the ship. So when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship, threw out the wheat into the sea." So they set out on this long, not long into the journey, a strong tempest comes. It's called the Euryclidon, which means a strong east wind that stirs up great waves. So the wind was so strong they could do nothing with steering the boat. So they just kind of had to back away from the wheel and let it go wherever it went. On the third day, the tempest was still beating on them. The waves were still crashing on them. So they started throwing stuff off the ship to lighten the load. Still the storm beat them for many days. The sun, the stars, didn't even appear at night. And many were at the point of just saying, you know, I've had enough. But after a long period of not eating, Paul stood up and said, you should have listened to me. Now, I know that immediately we say, well, see, I told you so. But that's not really what he's doing here. Paul is not saying, I told you so, but Paul is saying, in the future, please listen to me. Because if we're all going to get off this ship alive, you're going to have to listen to what Paul says. Okay? So after they finally ate something, they all said they started feeling a little better. He explained how this angel of the Lord had come to him and told him not to be afraid. And one of the reasons is because, remember, Paul must appear before Caesar. That's the idea of this whole trip. And he told him all on the ship would be saved too. The men took heart at these words, but they still had to run aground. So they started taking soundings, which means they started to check and see how deep the water was. First it was 25, then 15. That's getting pretty shallow. So they dropped their anchors there so they would not run aground. And the sailors were wanting to get off the ship onto a lifeboat. But Paul told the centurion that if they do that, they will die. The best way to keep that from happening again was to cut loose the lifeboat. And that's what they did. Paul addressed the men again and told them, you haven't eaten in 14 days. Take something to eat. And they were all encouraged after they ate. There were 276 people that were on board. When they had eaten enough, they took the wheat now and threw it over into the sea to again lighten the weight of the ship. Next time we look at the remainder of the chapter, they will land ashore and we'll see what happens there. But before we close, I want us to think about us for a minute. As Christians living in a corrupt world, we can expect storms. They may come in many forms, but as we face the storms, let's also express the promises of God. In other words, we believe God's promises, even in the midst of storms. And then let's exhibit His presence in our lives at all times. Follow His plan. Experience His peace. Someone said once, a crisis does not make a person. A crisis shows what a person is made of. Thanks for being here today. Hope to see you next time.